This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Rebecca Pendle, P-E-N-D-E-L-L, date of birth 10-28-1953. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Pendle with diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 18th of this year. She's feeling well. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Review of systems is negative. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 20, 12.5, 1 daily in the morning, and lisinopril 20 milligram in the evening for the maximum dose. Aspirin is 325 milligram daily, as well as omeprazole, iron, azo urinary pain relief tabs. Amlodipine is 5 milligram daily, Januvia 100 milligram daily, Lipitor, Glipizide, and Metformin. Physical exam, weight 155 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 100 and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 50. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 8, 2024. Creatinine is 0.98, estimated GFR greater than 60, albumin 3.9, calcium 9.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.6, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 38, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 4 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. And 3, microalbuminuria on maximum dose of lisinopril. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.